Hong Kong Island. On Thursday, Jack decided to take his family to some interesting places on Hong Kong Island. Why did Jack decide? Jill and the children left it to him to decide where to go, as he knew Hong Kong well and they didn't. Today I want to show you around Hong Kong Island, Jack told his family in the morning. First, we'll go and see the Noonday Gun. What's that, Dad? Cedric asked. As the name says, it's a gun that's fired every day at noon. It has been fired every day at midday since the 1860s. Cecilia laughed. But that's silly, Dad. Why would anyone fire a gun at noon every day? It's not silly at all, Cecilia, Jack said. In fact, there's quite a nice story behind it. In the early days of Hong Kong, merchant ships carried guns to protect them from pirates. In those days, a lot of merchant ships were attacked by pirates, so they had to protect themselves. When the new taipan of a company called Jardine arrived on a merchant ship in Victoria Harbour from the UK, guns were fired to greet him. Normally, this was only done when a governor arrived. So as a punishment, Jardine was told they had to fire a gun at noon every day forevermore. So as a punishment, they fired that gun every day for 150 years? Arthur asked. Almost, Jack said. Only when the Japanese occupied Hong Kong, they took the gun away. But after the war, Jardine was given another gun by the Royal Navy, and they continued the tradition. And why hasn't this changed since the handover to China in 1997? Jill asked. Because it has nothing to do with a handover. The gun is private. It still belongs to Jardine, and they continue the tradition. The gun is still fired today because it's a tradition, not because of the punishment. And besides, the gun has become a tourist attraction. It even once made it into a song called Mad Dogs and Englishmen by Noel Coward, who used to be a famous singer and entertainer. How did the Hardings go to the Noonday Gun? From their hotel in Kowloon, they walked to the MTR station. They entered with their octopus cards and went down to the platform on an escalator. From there, they took the train going towards Hong Kong Island. Their train went to Central, where they had to change trains. They got off their train and walked through the station to the train going towards Causeway Bay. Causeway Bay is three stops away from Central. In Causeway Bay, they got off the train and went up again on an escalator. Here they paid with their octopus cards. The fare was deducted from their octopus cards. How much was deducted? $12.30 was deducted from the adults' cards and $6.10 was deducted from the children's cards. Then they walked out into the open again. The Noonday Gun was on the waterfront on the other side of a large and busy road. To get to the other side of the road, they had to go to the Excelsior Hotel. In the car park of the hotel, there was a tunnel that took them to the other side of the road. They came out near the famous gun. There was no shade anywhere. What was the time? It was 10:20. Anthea looked at her watch. But Dad, she said, we are much too early. It's more than 1.5 hours till the gun is fired. What are we going to do? Then we are going to stand here and look at the gun for 1.5 hours, Jack said, looking serious. But that's so silly, Dad, Arthur said in protest. Jack laughed. I was only joking, Arthur. But seriously, there is something nice we can do before noon. There are usually small boats here waiting to take tourists around the harbour. Let's go and see if we can find one. It didn't take Jack long to find several boats waiting for tourists, and after a short talk about the price, the Hardings got into one of them. The owner of the boat started the engine, and they set off. They came past expensive boats belonging to rich people, and fishing junks where boat people live. There weren't any merchant ships. They went along the shore for about half an hour before they returned. How long were they taking around the harbour for? They were taking around the harbour for 1 hour. When they came back to the noonday gun, there were already a number of people waiting there. Just before noon, a man in a uniform came to the gun. He got everything ready. Then he rang a bell and walked to the gun. Everyone was waiting excitedly. The gun was fired at exactly 12 o'clock. It was fired at noon. When the gun was fired, there was a very loud bang. Smoke came from the gun. Then the man in the uniform rang the bell again and opened the gate to let everyone come near the gun. The bell was rung, and then the gate was opened. Next, Jack took his family to a bus stop where they waited for the bus to Stanley. The double-decker bus soon came, and they were lucky to get seats at the front on the upper deck. First, the bus took them through streets with tall buildings on both sides. The pavements were full of people, and there were hundreds of bright, colourful signs hanging above shops and restaurants. When they reached a Sikh temple, the bus turned off and drove up the hill. They went past a large cemetery, and soon the bus reached the top. Behind them was Victoria Harbour, and ahead of them lay the South China Sea. Then the bus went down on the other side of Hong Kong Island. In Repulse Bay, they saw an unusual building. "Look, Dad," Cedric said, "there's a hole in that building." Jack smiled. "There are a few buildings with holes in them in Hong Kong, and there is a good reason for the holes. In Chinese culture, there is a belief that there is a dragon in every hill. So when the dragon wants to go to the sea to drink, and there is a tall building in front of it, that would be a problem. For this reason, there is a hole in some buildings to let the dragon go through." Cedric laughed. "But that's silly, Dad. No one in the world thinks that there is a dragon in a hill and that the dragon needs a hole in a building to get to the sea to drink." "I couldn't say if anyone believes this," Jack said, "but it's a nice story. I wouldn't call it silly. Just think of our story of Father Christmas, how he flies through the air, lands on rooftops and goes through chimneys to bring us presents. Would you call it silly too?" Cedric shook his head. "Talking about dragons," Jack continued, "have I told you the story where the name Kowloon comes from?" Cedric and the others shook their heads. "A long time ago," Jack said, "the Emperor of China came to Kowloon. He looked around and saw that there were 8 hills. So he said, 'This place should be called the 8 Dragons. But one of his men shook his head and said, 'It should be called 9 Dragons, as your majesty is also a dragon.' This was right, as the Chinese believe the emperor to be a dragon. So the emperor said, 'You are right. In future this place will be called 9 Dragons. In Cantonese, 9 Dragons is Gaolong, which is where the English word Kowloon comes from. So our hotel is in the land of the 9 Dragons, Arthur said with a smile. I like that. I can't wait to get back to school and tell my friends about it. Not long after, their bus arrived in Stanley and they got off. Stanley is a nice little town that is visited by a lot of tourists. First, the Hardings decided to go to Stanley Market. The market is not in a large open square. It simply goes along some of the narrow streets with shops on both sides. There are shops selling clothes, souvenirs, watches, paintings, and other works of art. A lot of nice things are sold at Stanley Market. Did the Hardings buy anything? Yes, they bought some t-shirts for the children. After looking through all the shops at the market, they went to Stanley Cemetery. This cemetery is quite popular with both Hong Kongers and tourists. Why is it popular? There are a lot of old graves in this cemetery. Most of the graves belong to British soldiers. Some of the soldiers died during the Second World War, and other soldiers died in the old days of Hong Kong. Some graves are interesting to look at. The cemetery is a quiet and peaceful place for Hong Kongers who live in a very noisy and busy city. There is also a nice beach in Stanley. The Hardings spent the rest of the afternoon at Stanley Beach before returning to their hotel in Kowloon.